Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Jenna Burt, host of the Confessions of a Military Spouse podcast. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle. It's my birthday week, yeah!
Yay! Happy birthday!
It's happening, it's happening. I'm getting old.
You are! No, you're not old at all. You're still in your 20s, you're still a baby.
Guys, it's my last year in my 20s decade.
It is her roaring 20s birthday.
I'm celebrating it in Wyoming. So, hey! And then
this, which is where she's from.
Yeah. And
with her fam.
With the fam. And then I'm coming back to casino themed granny party.
Yeah.
With my homies.
It's gonna be amazing.
Can't even wait.
I can't wait. We're doing a surprise-ish. Well, it's like obviously we know the theme and stuff, but we have some surprises in store for Chelsea this week. We're stoked. But this week is going to be kind of a mini-sode.
Yeah, we're setting the tone for the next week.
Totally. Since Chelsea's going to, she's out of town, so we are trying to limit her time because I want her to be able to spend time with her family. And so we're doing a very little baby short episode this week. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about something really important.
All the things we talk about are important, if you haven't learned.
Totally.
But this is also,
It is on par with all the other things that we talk about.
It is of importance.
It is completely important to your life.
Yeah.
And so, no, you introduce it. It's your birthday.
Oh, I mean, it is my birthday. We're going to talk about mantras, people.
Yay!
And the good things that having a mantra does for you. And, I mean, this time we're just going to share a few mantras that we like personally. And then next week we're really going to dive in and, like, how to have your own mantra. Mm-hmm. Or like how to write your own, or how to identify what you need to be telling yourself for certain things.
Finding a mantra that's going to identify with you.
Yes.
That's going to be really fun to dive into.
Yeah. So that's what next week's going to be about. But some of my favorite mantras are I'm willing to respect my personal time. I am setting boundaries.
I love that.
I think of these, but I have to be really careful because I try not to say not or no or anything negative.
Completely. Because you know who taught us that? Caroline the Divine.
She's a dream.
A dreamboat.
Literally.
We love her.
So very much. Mm-hmm. But it's something to the effect of, like, if it doesn't serve me, it has no purpose in my life. Whether that's extra weight, extra people, extra things. Mm-hmm. If this is not serving me, I give myself permission to let go of what does not serve me.
I love that.
Or I'm allowing money to flow into my life. I'm allowing success to find its way to me. I'm making room for positive things to come into my life. Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, and I love that that is what you've identified for you.
Yes.
Because that is stuff that you find very important, and that's stuff that you have to say to yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, that you want to say to yourself every day.
Yeah. Like, I'm happy, I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. And just little things like that also help me realize what I have. Mm-hmm. And what I can be grateful for.
Yeah.
In my last days of youth.
And that's, like, what kind of brings your inner peace. That's, like, what brings your mind at ease. It brings you happiness, and that's amazing.
Totes, my goats.
I love that. I feel like when I do mantras, it's, like, stuff that I just, like, have to use to just, like, chill myself out.
Yeah.
Because that's when I realize that I need mantras, it's, like, when I'm having, like, crazy anxiety or I'm, like, feeling, like, super upset about something and, like, I'm trying to just, like, make my brain just chill.
Totally.
And so a lot of times my mantras are very along the lines of, like, I feel at peace.
Oh, I like it.
Like, where I'm trying to tell myself, like, you feel at peace. I promise you do.
Lay down.
But but it's, like, if you kind of tell yourself that so many times, it's, like, you've told us this before, that if you are sad, if you make yourself smile for long enough, you can trick your brain into thinking that you're in a good mood.
Absolutely. You 1,000% can.
Yeah.
I'm always, like, oh, my gosh, I should have been doing this mantra a long time ago, because I'm like, I'm gonna succeed. So, like, one thing I like to do as far as, like, a meditation is if I have a big customer or I have something coming up, I picture what I'm wearing that day, how I'm doing my hair, how I'm gonna talk, everything. And I'm like, oh crap, I started too late. I should have been visualizing this a long time. But you know, that's another story for another day.
I love that. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So mantras are great.
They are.
They help you get in a right frame of mind. Whether that's to help you get in a good frame of mind or, like, prep you to be in a good frame of mind.
Completely.
You know, whether it's, like, a coping mechanism or a preparation mechanism.
Yes. Do you know another mantra that I really like that I think people could benefit Please from? Please tell me. Is when you wake up in the morning, you say, trust yourself.
Ooh.
Right?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop you.
No, I liked it. It's like I was like, oh, that sounds bad, but I said it anyways. Yeah, trust yourself. Yeah. I feel like we all have issues. I mean, I definitely have issues with second guessing myself or saying, do I have this bad feeling because this is bad, or am I being crazy, or like, sometimes you just gotta, like, trust yourself.
Well, one thing I have been trying to do is just trust what I do, and I've been very strategic who I've surrounded myself by. So if I fail, which I don't ever intend on doing, but it's life, it happens. I don't go in with the intentions of failing, but I have the right people in my circle, so if I do fail, they're there to help educate me, lift me up, or help me through it.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
absolutely,
sometimes I like to play what's the worst that could happen.
Oh god, I and that game.
See, I love
literally
it.
Think, well, actually no, you go, because I do. Yeah. I agree with you.
I love it because I'm like, okay, this is not that bad. Like, I will play through the worst thing. I'm like, okay, I'm alive. I have A, B, and C to fall back on. Like, worst case scenario, okay.
You, like, die, I'm gonna, and, like, be it okay. Doesn't matter anyways after that.
Yeah.
I will mean, you care if you're dead? No.
Also, then I think, who will I haunt?
Oh, I have a couple people I think I would haunt.
Yeah.
Very badly.
Actually, this morning when I was getting ready, I was like, if I died, who would take my dogs? And if nobody would, I would haunt them. And then, ugh, like, if no one took my dogs and was, like, kind and sweet and loving to them, if you don't take my pets, I'll haunt you.
I will take those babies and love their big fat heads for the rest of their lives.
Dreamy.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, sweet babies. We won't be getting haunted anytime soon.
Yeah, sorry. Well, actually, no, I won't take your dogs because I want you to come see me.
I'll be like,
hang out with me.
Please.
Be a nice ghost.
Oh, I will. I will. If someone is mean to you, I'll trip them.
Thank you. I like that. Be the kind of ghost that just, like, knocks off a cup every once in a while. But I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? Thanks.
I like that.
Thanks for saying hi.
Okay. I mean, I don't plan on being a ghost anytime soon, but, like, if I was going to.
Yeah. I love that.
Totally.
Yeah.
But, so mantras are good. We're going to talk more about it next week, but it's my birthday and we'll...
Yeah, we just wanted to give you a little...
Yep.
Just a little pick-me-up on a Thursday, because this is stuff that's helped us, and I feel like it's something that a lot of people need right now. We're still going through some crazy stuff. We're still, you know, there's a pandemic going on. We're about to have an election. I don't even know. I'm so stressed out about everything.
Yep, so you just look at yourself in the mirror like that little girl on YouTube. I am smart. I'm kind. I'm funny. I can do this.
Yes.
I'm awesome. I've got great hair. I've got great legs. I love my family. I love my dogs. I love my cat. I love myself. Just do that.
Just do it. And at least you'll feel better.
You really will. If not because you feel like an idiot, you'll laugh and be like, I'm so funny. And then on to the day you go.
Love it.
Yep. Love it. So, happy birthday to me from me to you.
Have a wonderful week, everyone. Celebrate Chelsea this week, would ya?
Please.
Please celebrate her. She needs it.
It's my last year in the 20s. She doesn't
need it. You'll enjoy it. It'll be amazing.
It's going to be so much fun. I love it. Can't wait.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Bye.
A payroll and HR company needs to be prepared for whatever's going to happen. You could say that over 70 years of experience helping businesses all over the world run smoothly is good preparation. But for ADP, that's not enough. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, we're staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate the complexities. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.